what I'd like to talk about is a question which is relevant in general, hopefully be relevant sometime soon. It's not relevant yet, halacha lemaisa, because as everyone probably saw, there's a letter from the community, Rabbanim, that we don't think that any minyanim should start just yet. But the question arises about something which is called porch minyanim. So porch minyanim, obviously, in a literal sense, would mean that the people daven on their respective porches, neighbors. And then you have, you know, altogether 10 people, and let's assume for a minute you appoint someone who can be heard. Is this considered to be, okay, is that considered to be a minyan if you get 10 people by having individuals stand on separate porches? Obviously, it's emphasized very strongly that you can only have people from that particular family or residence on each individual porch. You can't have people joining together on a porch. That's taken for granted. I want to note also that we're not talking about a situation in which, let's say, for example, the people live across the street. That brings up other problems in halacha, that there are those who say that that is more difficult to try to explain halachically. So I'm talking about people on the same side of the street. Obviously, it's a very specific situation in which they're close enough to one another so they actually can hear the shliach tzibur. who is davening, let's say in two families, maybe each one has five people, or maybe three families, and, you know, the person in the middle will daven, and you altogether have 10 people, if you have three consecutive houses. So then the question comes up as to whether you can make a porch minyan. Now, some of these things can apply, may apply also in regard to davening in yards next to one another, because they're also... you have separate areas. In other words, yards usually have some kind of fence between one and the other. So this may apply in regard to, you know, trying to merge backyards with one another. People davening in their own individual backyards next to neighbors. In any case, that can apply in that situation as well. And some of these things may apply or at least have relevance in terms of people davening, even if there's no separation between one house and another. But they're very dispersed. So in any case, I just want to mention that by way of introduction. So the question is basically as to whether you can have a minyan comprised of people standing in different, let's call it reshuyos, different halachic domains. So in Hilchos Zimun, beginning of Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Shulchan Aruch does say that if you have two houses with, let's say, a few people in one house, a few people in another house, so then you are able to create a zimun, the group needed for a zimun to be able to bench together, if they can see one another. That creates a tziruf, it binds everyone together, joins everyone together. And then, assuming for a minute this is the general question that you would ask, does that apply in regard to a minyan as well? This appears in Hilchos Zimun explicitly that it applies in regard to a zimun as well, to a minyan as well. So step number one, there are two steps in regard to this. Step number one is, do we really accept this lahalacha in regard to Zimun? Is that something so obvious in regard to Zimun, this works? The Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, there's a long Bir Halacha that discusses this. And he notes that there's a view in the Rishonim, particularly the Rashba, who holds that this works. And that seems to be the basis for the Shulchan Aruch. However, he notes at the same time that there's another view in the Rishonim, and this is the position adopted by the Vilna Gaon as well. It's the view of the Rashbash in the Tshuva. He says it's the view of the Ra'ah, another one of the Rishonim, and it's the view of, again, of the Vilna Gaon, that this does not work in order to create the core group for a Zimun. In other words, if you would have two people in one house and one person in another house, according to this view, you would not be able to join them together through this kind of tziruf, let's call it. And then, strikingly, the Bir Halacha says, Uba emes yoser mistavra kidivreim, that it actually makes more sense like their point of view. He doesn't qualify that afterwards. He says that the point of view of the Rashbash and the Ra'ah and the Vilna Gaon seems to make more sense based upon other sources in halacha, which I'm not going to go into right now. But in any case, he says that seems to be the simple understanding of halacha. It says that other halachos seem to indicate that if you have a group of people that are very dispersed in regard to a zimun, then it may not work. And then he says, so that seems to fit with the idea that, you know, even if it seems to indicate that even if they can see one another, it's still not going to create the tziruf. So that's striking because then it wouldn't even get off the ground, the entire question, if you don't have the din in regard to zimun, right? And if in fact the bir halacha, is saying that we should not rely upon this, then you wouldn't even have a question in regard to minyan that it could work. So then we turn to that question. Let's assume for a minute we still have an open question. We turn to the question of what comes up in Hilchos, a Hilchos halachos of a minyan, or what we call a darish of a kedusha, and that appears in Siman Nun Hey. There are a number of different sources in Siman Nun Hey that relate to this, because there it talks about creating a minyan. So first of all, you take a look at Si'ifim Yud Zion to Yud Tes. It describes a number of different situations in which you want to find out as to whether you're able to join two groups together in order to create a minyan. And in all of them, it makes it sound as if you need people in the same place. And in the absence of them being in the same place, if they're in separate places, then you've got a problem on your hands. That's the simple reading of it. By way of example, Sif Yud Ches says, if some of the people are in shul and some of the people are in the courtyard, they're not mitzarif. Shulchan Aruch doesn't qualify at all. The straightforward reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and some point out this is in the tour as well, is that actually seeing one another doesn't seem to work because it doesn't say anything, at least in those sifim. We'll expand a little bit more upon it. But the simple reading would be that it's not going to be effective. Now, on the other hand, the Mishneh Berurah, the critical Mishneh Berurah in Sif Gata Nun Zayin, on that Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, in that place in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah says, however, that the Pri Megadim says that all these halachas in Sifim, paragraphs, Yud Zayin to Yud Tes, that only does not work. You only require they be in the same place if they do not see one another. But if they see one another, roim zeh, then is it tziruf, just like we have in Hilchos Zimun. So the Mishneh Berurah says that, again, the Prima Godim says, even though the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that it doesn't work, but if they see one another, then you can create this kind of tziruf. And then the Mishneh Berurah says, but there are those who are machmir. So he now notes there's a machlokes. Basically, essentially, for our purposes, machlokes, if you have people in two different locations, can you bring them together to create the group of 10 for a minyan? So there are those who are machmir in regard to this and say no. Some primogodim say yes, others say no. And then the Mishneh Berurah concludes with the following lashon, ubamakom hadchak efsher shiyesh lohakel. And in a situation of real need, right, dchak, some kind of pressing or, real significant need, maybe yesh lohakel. Now that's not such a strong lashon. Efsher sheyesh lohakel. It's there's some element of equivocation in regard to this. So that's the way the Mishneh Berurah and Sif Katan and Zayin, which is maybe the most important source in the Mishneh Berurah for our purposes on halacha lemaisa level, he says that maybe one can be makel. The Bir Halacha, which he points to, also points out this machlokes. And the Bir Halacha expands a little bit more upon this, and he throws a little bit more of a monkey wrench into it. He says that lichatchila, really, one should be machmir in regard to it, because one of the sources in the Rishonim that says you can apply the halacha of zimun to creating a group for a davish of a dusha for a minyan, as we call it, one of the sources is the Tshuva of the Rashba, and he says that the Tshuva of the Rashba uses the language in regard to application, transitioning, saying that you can apply the halacha in regard to zimun of raim zeh zeh, you can apply it in regard to a minyan. He uses the lashon of efsher, maybe you can. So the Bir Halacha points out that this is something which is not clear. In other words, even it's a question as to whether you're able to transfer the halacha over to Hilchos, the halachas of Davar Shebekdusha. And this is something which is more of a question. It's not something which is so clear. So therefore, it's better to be machmir in regard to this. And here, he softens the language a little bit, and he says, "Aval lechatchila yosir tov lahachmir." Lechatchila, it's better to be machmir. So here, you have two different, I'll just point out the following. We now have, if you had to just sketch the situation, we now have the following. There's a question in regard to Hilchos Zimun as to whether this halacha is accepted halacha lamaisa. The Bir Halacha, interestingly enough, seems to say that we will not necessarily accept it in regard to Hilchos Zimun alone. Then there's a question as to whether you transfer it over to to the halachas of davar shebekedusha, creating what we call a minyan. And the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Nun Hey actually points out that the tshuva of the Rashba, one of the primary sources that says you can do this, only says lashon efshar. So number one, you do paskin that way in regard to zimun. Biar Lach already says we don't necessarily say so, and you transfer it over. We're relying up the Rashba himself says efshar. It maybe you can. So you have to have these two steps. Neither one is too strong, right? That's the basic sketch in regard to it. Obviously, this brings up a serious question, and then you have two different sources in the Mishneh Berurah, which, and it's important to note that they seem to say two subtle. It's subtle, but two different things. One is, again, the Biar Lachas is lechatchila yoseh tov lahachmir, lechatchila it's better to be machmir. In the Mishneh Berurah, he says it in a stronger kind of way. He uses the lashon macham atrak efshar sheyesh lacham. Maybe you can be makel in an extenuating circumstance. He doesn't say emphatically that you can. So, in any case, this is a question how the Mishneh Berurah paskins. It's also interesting, and it's a little bit of a puzzle. We have a question: why does the Mishneh Berurah, right, seem to paskin even efshar yesh lo hakel in the halachas in regard to a minyan, when in Hilchos Zimun he seemed to be saying that we shouldn't even rely upon this, we shouldn't make a tziruf out of people in two different locations? And this is a question which was already pointed out. This is now getting a little bit more to halacha lemaisa by Rav Herschel Schechter. He has a discussion in regard to this on a practical level in regard to what's called porch minyanim, and he says that this is actually basically a stir in the Mishneh Berurah. Take a look at the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Zimun. He doesn't rely upon it. That's his main point. If he doesn't rely upon Hilchos Zimun, then it doesn't get off the ground, and you can't rely upon it, obviously, in halachas of davar shebekedusha in regard to a minyan, because the whole source is from Zimun. And therefore, he's of the point of view, he explains this a little bit more as well, that it makes sense that in halacha, the davar shebekedusha requires everybody being in one place. Halacha of Zimun is something else entirely, anyways. Even if you would accept the halacha in regard to Zimun, you may not apply it in regard to a davar shebekedusha, which again is the second, right? The second stage that you need in order to be able to do this. Both of those are steps are questionable from his point of view. Maybe it's not accepted in Hilchos Zimun. Maybe you don't transfer it. Even if it is accepted in Hilchos Zimun, maybe you don't transfer it over to Davar Shebekedusha. And therefore, Rav Schechter says you should not rely upon this. You should not have a minyan comprised of people in two different locations. If you need, right, if you need to get to the number 10 by having two people in two different locations, he thinks that one should not rely upon that. Halacha lemaisa. The Sira, by the way, in the Mishneh Berurah was already pointed to in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, even though I don't think Rav Schechter saw it. But in any case, in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, in Siman Kut Sadi Hey, they point out that there seems to be an inconsistency in the Mishneh Berurah in the two different places. I will just note as well something which Rav Schechter does not point out, which is the following, that if you have to check the dates of the publication of the Mishneh Berurah, I would surmise, even though I can't say this with certainty, that the first volume of the Mishneh Berurah came out well before the second volume, for which reason one might say, and again, I can't say this with absolute certainty, but if that's true, then what the Mishneh Berurah says in the second volume in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey in regard to Zimun carries more weight, actually. Because, you know, this is well known that when a person writes Svarim, sometimes he'll see things in a new perspective, right? He'll see it a little bit more, he'll see it, you know, in a different light. So the Mishneh Berurah, if he wrote the first volume, I think he started it in 1884, the first volume was published. But if the second volume was published afterwards, then we then have the following situation. Then Siman Nun Hey, he's willing to be Mekel, somewhat. Either he says, lechatchila, you should be machmir, but really you can be mekel, or the other lashon, which I think is even more powerful, because usually we paskin according to the language of the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Bir Halacha is obviously the complementary source, which is there together with it. But on the other hand, usually the Mishneh Berurah is the halacha lemaisa, right, the formulation of the Mishneh Berurah. So he uses the lashon of efshar sheyesh lahakel, maybe you can be mekel. But then, when he gets to Siman Kut Sadi Hey and he looks at the halacha in regard to Zimun in a more intensive kind of way, right? So then at that point in time, he questioned as to whether even in regard to Zimun, right, the halacha applies. If what I'm saying is correct, and I think that's true, that the Mishneh Berurah published volume one well before volume two, then in that case, this would only reinforce Rav Schechter's point of view. Now, it gets more complicated because Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva in which he's emphatic that it does work. The Rav Asher Weiss published a tshuva also recently in the present situation when this becomes a halacha lemaisa topic, as to whether you can have a porch minyan. And he, you know, basically argues with several of these points. Number one, Rashba uses the Lashon of Efsher. He doesn't really mean Efsher. He explains why he thinks that he really means Bevada it works, that the Halacha in regard to Zimun applies here as well. And he said he found the Rav Yod, that also another one of the Rishonim, who said the same thing. He says, in terms of the language in the Mishneh Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha, he thinks the Bi'ur Halacha's language is the language that the Mishneh Berurah really meant, that he, when he said that it's lechatchila better than mi machmir, and when the Mishneh Berurah wrote his stronger language, right, that makom adchak after sheyesh lahakol maybe can be mekel, he really didn't mean it exactly that way. He gives more weight to the language of the Bi'ur Halacha. I do think that that's a chiddush, because usually you would think that the halacha lemaise part is the what's formulated in the Mishneh Berurah rather than the Bi'ur Halacha. Then he also was adamant that he thinks that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch as well. So he says you have the Shulchan Aruch and you have some of the major achronim who support this, right? It's the Prima Gadim and it's the Pri Chadash, and he says it seems to be the Magen Avram, etc. Hayitachin, that we would not rely upon all of this. The Ramah doesn't seem to disagree, and he's very adamant that one can have a tziruf on porch minyanim, even though they're in separate rooms or jurisdictions, whatever you want to call it, reshuyos, it still works. Now, for those who are able to listen a little bit more, I'll just ask for your indulgence, because it gets not more complicated necessarily, but there's a little bit more to this as well. Really, the whole, if you had to look for one place where this machlokes comes to the fore, and really it's, you know, it really is discussed by the Achronim as to what the Shulchan Aruch meant, it's in Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud Dalet. And in Sif Yud Dalet there, it says the following. A person is standing outside of a Beis HaKnesses, and he then is Marilahem Ponov, Misham. He then shows them his face from there, so he's able to join together to become the 10th person. You have 9 people in shul, he's outside the shul, he shows them his face, then he's mitzaref to become the 10th person. Now, the simple language of the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that, again, right, that simply seeing one another alone is considered to be enough. But if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, which is obviously the backdrop, the Beis Yosef is the backdrop for the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rav Yosef Karo compiled, you know, all the various different views in the Rishonim, and that served as his the basis for his Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef there quotes from the Ma'ari Abuhav. First of all, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham as well, actually. Ma'ari Abuhav, and Rav Rabbeim, and also the Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, that a person, this doesn't work. In other words, you can't just simply show them your face. You have to actually have part of your body, or at least your head, through the window in order to be essentially in the shul. You have to physically have presence in the shul itself. Now, this, of course, would indicate that it's not enough to see one another, and that you actually need somebody physically present in the same location. Then, and this is the confusing part, he quotes in Orchos Chaim, quoting from Rav Haigon, and he quotes the Orchos Chaim, another one of the Rishonim, who says that if a person's standing outside, and you have a shul, even though it's a number of stories, a person standing outside, he shows them his face, that works. And what's confusing about this is that the Beis Yosef does not say that we have a machlokas on our hands. You read this and you say there seems to be an inconsistency. The first views, Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Ma'ari Abuhav, seem to say that you need the person physically present in the same location. If you read the Orchos Chaim, it sounds like you only need to see the person even though he's not in a shul. What does he mean by that? So now you have an element of confusion. What in the Shulchan Aruch did he really mean? What Rav Asher Weiss will say, read the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, Mar lo panim, that lehem panim, that you simply have to see your face. It only has to be people seeing one another. And that seems to be enough. However, that's not so simple. There's a major machlokis amongst the Achronim in regard to how to interpret this Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and essentially interpreting, you know, which way does the Shulchan Aruch go in regard to this? How do we paskin? Do we assume that this is talking about a situation where the person's outside the shul and they only see him? Or is it talking about a situation where there's some physical presence in the shul? At least his head, part of his body, is in the shul. So in the Birur Halacha, there's a beautiful sefer called Birur Halacha, written by Rav David Yosef, one of Rav Avad Yosef's sons. And he has an extensive discussion in regard to this. He points out that it's a machlokas rishonim, So in addition to the other Rishonim that we mentioned before, you can line up a whole bunch of Rishonim that are machmir in regard to this. You can also add, he says, the Orzeru and the Ramban, who seem to say that you have to be physically present in the same location, right? So that's not only the Rishonim that we mentioned before, who have an issue even in Hilchas Zimun, but we also have those in regard to Davar Shebekdusha, Orzeru and the Ramban, who seem to say that it doesn't work. And then he points out that you have, he lines up as, you know, Kedarka Bakodesh, following in his father's footsteps, he lines up the various different poskim who seem to take either side of the issue. You have major poskim, like as Rav Asher Weiss said, who are makel in regard to this. And that would mean the Pri Chadash, the Pri Megadim, the implication of the Magen Avraham. I don't think he mentions this, but also the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's all four major achronim who carry a tremendous amount of weight. However, he lines up the following achronim who are machmir. What does it mean, machmir? They interpret that this halacha only is, it only works if the person is physically present in the same location. It does not work simply, the whole halacha that we're talking about, of people seeing one another and creating a minyan through sight of one another, does not work. Who's that? Listen to the achronim here. It would be the Vilna Gaon. It would be the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Shelus Tshuvos Mishkanos Yaakov, the Mamar Mordechai, the Chai Yodam, Shelus Tshuvos Chikrei Lev, the Makor Chaim written by the Chavis Yoyer. That also is a very significant group of Achronim. And all these Achronim seem to be Machmir. So Rav David Yosef comes to the conclusion that actually he's more convinced by the latter group. He thinks that those who are Machmir, who interpret the Shulchan Aruch, not in the literal sense, but they would understand that the Shulchan Aruch really does not allow tziruf through people seeing one another, but rather, and again, this seems to be partially supported by the rest of the reading of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch has all these seifim, yud zayin through yud tes, in which he doesn't even mention anything about seeing one another being effective, right? But that's the way they would read the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not effective. They have to be in all 10 people physically in the same location. He's convinced that they are more correct. And therefore, he is machmir in regard to this. So he would agree with Rav Schechter. It does not work. If anything, he's more adamant than Rav Schechter, I would say, because of the fact that he lines up all these achronim, one after another, who are machmir in regard to this. So it turns out, to put it very simply, it would be accurate to say, it does this work. And you have people joining together on various different porches. So it's a machlokas rishonim, and it's a machlokas achronim. The Mishnah Berurah's language is questionable as to whether in Siman Nun Hey, he is possibly makil, is language in the Mishnah Berurah, or whether he really would prefer to be machmir, but he's okay with being makil. That's a disputable, real question mark. And additionally, if you're looking into the position of the Mishnah Berurah, you have to at least ask the question as to whether the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey, where he says that he's more convinced by the view that it doesn't work even in Hilchas Zimun, that has to be taken into account and maybe has even additional weight, especially if the Mishnah Berurah published this well after Chelek Aleph. So then, in that case, it means that the monkey wrench, whatever he thought when he was writing Siman Nun Hey, but there's a much, much greater reason for concern to rely upon that once the Mishnah Berurah writes what he writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hey. So major questions in regard to this, in regard to the view of the Mishnah Berurah. And again, some machlokas rishonim, machlokas achronim. You have some who are willing to be mekil in regard to this, Rav Asher Weiss. And then on the other hand, Rav Schechter and Rav David Yosef are really machmir in regard to this. I'll mention that towards the end of April, Rav Shlomo Miller, major posek Rosh Kollel in Toronto and a major posek in Lakewood as well, he published a very interesting short tshuva in regard to this, where he quotes Rav from Bnei Brak, who already apparently had published his position in regard to this. This Rav in Bnei Brak said that he is choshesh for the position. I didn't see it inside, but it's choshesh for the position that you cannot make a tziruf out of people on different porches. And therefore, this posek said that in regard to anything which requires extra brachos, like, for example, chazaras hashatz, like repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, or anything similar to that, you would not be able to rely upon this. And Rav Shlomo Miller says that he agrees with him. Is Rav Shlomo Miller one of the leading poskim today and major posik in Lakewood in Toronto. He says that he agrees that one would not be able to rely upon this to make a conventional minyan. He says you would not be able to have kriyas haTorah with aliyos. You would not be able to have chazaras hashatz. And he says the only thing which you could do is you can make mincha, have a heich, what we call a heich kedusha, and kaddish is okay too. So that's very, very limited in terms of what you're able to do. Those things don't really involve to the same degree the issue of a bracha levatala. So in any case, it's a major question. It's not so simple at all. Sometimes in regard to these things, people just take for granted they've heard of these things and therefore they assume, oh, there's such a thing as a porch minyan. It becomes like a topic or a title of something. But really in halacha, it is it's something which is fraught with a lot of questions. It's a major dispute based upon the discussions, in the postgame that I just mentioned now. I'm just going to add a little bit to the previous discussion in regard to making a minyan when you have you don't have all 10 people in one place. So first of all, I found that Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the present Sephardic chief rabbi, the brother of Rav David Yosef, the author of the Halacha Brura, so he states without equivocation as well, as would be expected, that one may not have such a minyan. He wrote a tshuva specifically in regard to this, and the basis is basically the same. As Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, he has at least 13 of the Gdolei Achronim who hold that you can't make a tziruf in such a case, as we've discussed, and therefore he said once you have so many Achronim who say that, then you wouldn't be able to rely upon this for a minyan. I want to mention as well that one of the Achronim, which are not mentioned, but somebody else, one of the other poskim, contemporary poskim, noted that Rav Yaakov Emdin in the Morag Tzia, he also is of this point of view that one may not put together a minyan if the 10 people are not all in the same place. Should pay a little bit of attention to the following. First of all, there is one Lashon of the Mishneh Berurah, which I believe I left out, and that is the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkata Nun Beis. We noted that there seems to be a little bit of a distinction or difference, discrepancy between the Lashon of the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkata Nun Zayin and the way he put it in the Bir Halacha. In Sivkata Nun Zayin, he seemed to be more machmir that maybe one would be able to be mekel. In the Bir Halacha, he seemed to be more confident. There is a Mishneh Berurah in Sivkata Nun Beis where he uses the following lashon: Yosir Tovim Benakel Hu Leirei LeBeis HaKnesses Sheirei. He's talking about somebody who is not in the Beis HaKnesses itself. He says it's better if the person would go down. This also is leaning in the direction of leniency, right? That the Mishneh Berurah seems to be a little bit more. It's better to, but he doesn't say. You know, he doesn't say the other lashon. Found the Mishneh Berurah Sivkata Nun Zayin, that maybe one would be able to be Mekel. Here it sounds as if he would be confident that the person could be Mekel, but it's better to be Machmir. Another thing that we should take note of is the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Bichlal, is very Machmir in regard to this. And the Aruch HaShulchan is discussing for the possibility of a person putting together a minyan if a person's in the Ezras Nashim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this does not work because the Ezras Nashim is considered to be a separate Rishus. So what does he do with the sources which seem to indicate, you know, we talked about before that the person can be outside of a shul and still be mitzaref. So the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say the person is in the window of the shul, as some of the poskim discussed. He said, no, he could be outside the shul. But he thought, the Aruch HaShulchan is of the position, that since he's in a courtyard, or he's in the street, he's in some open area, then if he's outside the shul, then he can join together with the rest of the people. But if he says he would be in a separate rishus of his own, then for sure that wouldn't work. That's why he says that if it's in a, let's say, some other kind of enclosed area, two separate rishuyos, right, then the Aruch HaShulchan says that won't work if people are two different domains, let's call it a rishuyos. Only if you have one rishuyos and then somebody outside of that rishuyos in an open area, then that can work. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan's point of view. So according to that, lichora, oftentimes in regard to a porch minyan, if they can be in separate domains, this would constitute a problem. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds another chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even if you accept this, even following this point of view that a person can join from outside the shul,
as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but he says only one person would be able to do so, not more than one. So that also is a huge chumrah, which means that would interfere with many of these scenarios. If you can only have, let's say, nine people, and then you can only tack on one, that's in order to be mashlim the minyan. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan is looking at it. We find in various different places in the Gemara that the Gemara will talk about, you know, the possibility of having nine people and what do you need in order to complete the minyan. We just did in the Amud Yomi, I think it's on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, in Brachos, where the Gemara discusses this about having nine people, what else do you need to be mashlim the minyan? So the Aruch HaShulchan apparently thought that if you have nine people, so you need one more person, that's the scenario which is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. He says that's the only scenario mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It does not say anything about having more than one person. Now, what's interesting about this shita of the Aruch HaShulchan is Rav Moshe, in one place, quotes this Aruch HaShulchan and seems to agree with it. Rav Moshe, it's a totally different discussion, but he references this discussion, this topic about, you know, how you created Tzibur and where they can have a Tzibur in two different places. So Rav Moshe says that, like the Aruch HaShulchan, and he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, that it makes sense that it's only one person. You can only have one person. So really you need nine people, it sounds like, and then you can add someone else as well. According to this, again, Lichora, this would be a very, very serious challenge and difficulty in terms of creating a porch minyan. When I'm saying porch minyanim, that are in separate rishuos, separate from one another. And then, interesting enough, in that tshuva, once everybody were mentioning Rav Moshe, I'll note that he mentions the machlokas between the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan in general terms. In other words, can you have somebody who just, a set of people over here, nine people over here, and one person in a totally separate domain, would that work? So he notes that the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it doesn't work. It has to be in an open area. And the Mishneh Berurah holds that it, you could rely upon the poskim that it would work. And he's not machri. He just quotes it. It's not really his topic of conversation, but he just simply mentions that there's such a machlokis. But he says on his own, and then notes that the Aruch HaShulchan agrees with him, that it only makes sense, it's only stated in the halacha, if you take a look, that sif in the Shulchan Aruch about the person outside of the shul is only talking about one person. So how do you know there's more than one person that can be done? That obviously would create a very significant a problem if you can only add one person. So, and I'll just note as well that there are other poskim who are inclined towards the general shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. For example, they quote that the Shevet Alevi Ravozner in the ninth Chelik Simon Chaf, he also says on his own that if you have somebody in a totally separate Rishus, so then that can be a problem in terms of being mitzarif that person in order to create a minion. So I'll summarize in just a moment, but let's just go on for just a minute in terms of contemporary postgame. I'll just mention that in the Rishlom Zalman Arbach, in the Alicha Shlomo seems to follow the Mishneh Berurah's point of view, that it would be possible to join people together. He doesn't get into too much detail, but he does seem to indicate, it seems from the discussion, that he would accept the Mishneh Berurah's point of view. He says, however, it's not considered necessarily full tefillah b'tzibur when you have a tziruf through people seeing one another, if they're in different locations. And also, there are other poskim who are makil in regard to this. Rav Moshe Sternbach wrote a tshuva in which he is makil because he considered this to be a significant shas adchak. And he says, however, that given that you have so many poskim who are machmir, and what we've seen is like really a whole, you know, something like Rav Yitzchak Yosef mentioned 13 Achronim. I think it's more than that. In any case, he says that the Ramban also seems to hold that it doesn't work, and the Arzeruah seems to hold it doesn't work, as we've noted before. Rav Yitzchak Yosef already mentioned those Rishonim. So, therefore, he says that when the Shliach Tzibur goes over Shemoneh Esrei, he should have in mind that as a backup, it's Tfilas Nedava. To the extent that maybe, according to some poskim or many poskim, one should, you know, this is not a valid Chazar Sashat, so then one should have in mind that it's Tfilas Nedav is a backup. That's interesting, and that could have potential nafkaminas, or at least open questions. What about other places where you can't talk about a tefillas nedava? What about, let's say, for example, Birchas HaTorah? He and other poskim who will mention that, you know, you say a tefillas nedava, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get the Birchas HaTorah, you have Kriyas HaTorah, and you're going to say brachos before and afterwards, and you needed sibur for that. So then can you say those brachos? So it does create other kinds of questions as to whether you could have other potential problems. Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp also wrote a tshuva in regard to this. Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, one of the leading poskim in Eretz Yisrael as well, he basically follows the Mishnah in regard to this. He acknowledges that there are many poskim who disagree, but he says, you know, following the Mishnah Berurah, that if the Mishnah Berurah says you can use, rely upon this b'shas adchak, he says, what greater shas adchak could you have than a situation when all the batei knesios, all the minyanim are closed? So therefore, he's willing to rely upon this. Then on the other hand, as I noted before, you have poskim who are machmir. I'm not going to run through all of them again. So briefly put, this is a major machlokes. I'm just going to review again. Major machlokes. Really, it's a machlokas that can be traced back certainly to the achronim, that you have many achronim on one side and the other. It can be traced back to the rishonim, and certainly the rishonim are machmir in regard to this as well, and say you cannot create a minyan unless everybody is in the same location. Based upon everything that we said before, that first of all, it's even a shaylin hilchazimun, it's a question as to whether you transfer it over to halachas of davar shebikdusha on creating a minyan. Because of that, and because of the fact that the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you do say such a halacha, but the halacha is very limited, it's not if two people are in two different rishuyos, but they have to be one, you know, have to be people in one enclosed location, and then one person on the outside, and then somebody on the outside in an open area, and then extra chumrah about maybe it's only one person who works. All these various different svekos result in many poskim being machmir. And understandably so. So Shechter, for example, is Machmir, Rav David Yosef, Rav Yitzchok Yosef. They, as I noted before, Rav Shlomo Miller was not willing to allow, and he quoted one of the poskim in Bnei Brak, was not willing to allow a Chazar Sashatz, because of all these, obviously all these concerns. So in any case, and then, you know, we have, and then I mentioned that it's not only these poskim, it could be that you quote the Shevet Alevi would have a problem with this based upon the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Moshe would say only one person. It creates very significant issues. And there are therefore poskim who say that it can't be done. On the other hand, you'll have poskim, if you had to just distill and summarize their point of view, they'll say, Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas adchak, you're able to rely upon this, and this is a very big shas adchak. The end. Right, and they won't take into account the other points of view. They basically, you know, they'll acknowledge that there are such shitos, but they say we'll follow the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll treat this just like a shas adchak. All the questions that we noted before about what about the bir halacha in Hilchos Zimun, they'll leave that aside. Here in this siman in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah was willing to be makil. So this is a basic presentation of this. And I just want to note one last thing, which is I'm leaving out many details, such as what would happen if you have somebody who's across the street. So that creates much more of a problem, because in Hilchos Zimun, the Shulchan Aruch quotes if you have a Rishus HaRabim, which separates between one group and another, that it may not work even if they see one another. So a number of the poskim who discuss this point out that if it's somebody's across the street or anything along those lines, but it's not mamish right next to you, there's something separating, some kind of separation between one house and another, that's a problem. Interestingly enough, they even have discussion about the Taz holds that even a shvil of a yachid, even if it's a path of an individual, then it may be then you may not be able to mitzarif the two houses. That obviously can create problems as well. So in any case, that's also to be noted. So that's one of the questions which I'm not dealing with in detail right now. Just know that some of the poskim who do allow this go into great detail about how exactly this can be done. Kriyas HaTorah is an enormous challenge, and actually this is maybe a discussion when the Mitzvah Shem Davening commences in shuls here as well. You know, question of how you have people standing together for Kriyas HaTorah, and some of the poskim will say things like, for example, that you might have one person reading this from the Torah and maybe they'll get all the aliyos. So that's for another much more detailed kind of discussion, but just noting that there are these other complexities which come into play as well. I'd like to add just a little bit to a previous discussion about tziruf taking place between different locations, what's called sometimes porch minyanim, in similar situations, such as, for example, different backyards that would have fences between them. It's interesting that in the Sefer by Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp that he has on Hilchos Tefillah, there he basically goes along with the what's quoted oftentimes in the, as the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah, you know, with something along the lines of that if B'shas Hadchak, you can rely upon this and it can be done, even though the Mishneh Berurah points out that it's a machlokes and all the other things that we've noted. However, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp wrote a tshuva in regard to this, which Rav Michal Zilberman was kind enough to share with me. And in this longer discussion, he very definitely reaches what seems to be a little bit of a different conclusion. In his analysis, he points out that there are many Rishonim who seem to take for granted that people seeing one another does not cause a tziruf. He mentions, for example, the presentation of the Torah in regard to this, which I may have noted before, but, you know, the simple reading of the Torah, quoting from the Rosh, is that, you need them to be in one place, so you need the Shliach Tzibur to be in a particular place in order to be mitzvah for everybody together. But we see that people seeing one another doesn't seem to play a role whatsoever. He notes also that the source in the Gemara, take a look back in the source in the Gemara, in Eruvin, Sadi Beis Amid Beis, where this is discussed, it seems the Rishonim are also taking for granted that in order to create some kind of tziruf, you have to have some mechanism whereby they're considered to be in the same place, but simply seeing one another would not be enough. According to the those who advocate for the position that roin zeh, seeing one another is enough in order to cause tziruf, they have to explain that the Gemara in Eruvin, when it's discussing various different situations about groups of people and whether it's considered like one place, that's all that they don't see one another. It's all the whole discussion is when they don't see one another. Then it's a question as to whether they have to be in the same place. But if they would see one another, then in that case there would be a tziruf anyways. He points out that that's not so simple. In other words, many Rishonim seem to assume otherwise. And he quotes, for example, that he mentions the Tosos, it seems to be of the position Tosos in Psachim, seems to be of the position that doesn't work. The Ramban says, many Rishonim, he says, and Eruvin seem to take for granted that Roin Zeh would not be effective. Also of note, he mentions that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, the Lashon of the Rambam is very straightforward when he quotes this Halacha, V'tzarech Lios Kulam B'makom Echad, V'shliach Tzibur Imahem B'makom Echad. That seems to be unequivocal, right? They have to be in the same place. And then he talks about some of the details based upon the Gemara in Eruvin, but nothing about Roin Zeh Zeh. The presentation indicates pretty clearly that, in fact, it would not be effective, Roin Zeh Zeh. So, after all is said and done, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, mentioning this and also mentioning the number of Achronim, who disagree with the proposition that Roin Zeh Zeh would cause some kind of tziruf, that you can have people in different locations and they can join together through seeing one another. And of course, it also, as we've noted, I think, that it also makes the reading of the Shulchan Aruch more difficult, because you have to say that the Shulchan Aruch, presented a whole series of halachos. Again, it's sort of like the same question we have in regard to the Gemara, but it presented a whole series of halachos that are conditioned upon the assumption that people are not seeing one another. But if they would see one another, then those halachos in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Hei are no longer relevant, because then they would be able to be mitzarif together anyways. So some of the Achronim found that very difficult. They said the straightforward reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that in fact, those are real halachos, that even if they see one another, that they still, if they're not in the same place, they can't be mitzarif. Based upon all this, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp says that he's more concerned. It's basically he deviates from the Mishnah Berurah in regard to this, in this discussion. And after presenting all this evidence, he says that once you have so many poskim who are machmir, you really cannot be makel in regard to this because it's a problem of safik brachos of atola, safik brachos of atola. Maybe you're saying a bracha which is unnecessary, and therefore he comes to the conclusion that when you have a bracha of atola at stake, when it could be a potential bracha of atola, then you have to be machmir. So, for example, in regard to repetition of Shmon Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, which is a real problem of a bracha of atola, so he says maybe you could use the eighth of the Mishnah Berurah, which is that you should have in mind that it's a tefilas nedava. Just in case you don't, the tefilas not effective, it would be a tefilas nedava. Then he wonders what to do in terms of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no such thing as a tefilas nedava. So then he has to have a different eitzah, that the shliach tzibur would have to actually wait, not daven together with everyone else. There are details in regard to this. Shliach tzibur would have to get up to a point before Shmon Esrei, find an appropriate place to stop, let everybody else daven Shmon Esrei, and then he will say the Chazaras Hashatz afterwards on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But really, that will be his first Shmon Esrei. It'll also be his private Shmon Esrei. So he mentions there a Moshe in one context. And Igris Moshe mentions this as an Eitzah. So Rav Karp says that's what you have to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's no such thing as a Tefilas Nedava, to help you out as a backup. And then he says, he comes up with, I'm not going to go through every detail. He goes through, things that would be okay. Baruch Hu is only a Shevach. He goes through Shlomo Kluger, that therefore that would be okay. It's not a problem of Brachah Levatala. And Kedusha would be okay. So that you're not necessarily concerned about Kedusha. And Kaddish is also not a Brachah Levatala per se. It's not a question of a Brachah Levatala. It's a question of whether they have a minion. So then there's more to be Somichon. Kriyas HaTorah has a whole discussion what to do with Kriyas HaTorah, in regard to this. But in any case, it's not really, really, really not so simple. It turns out Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, in this discussion, once he, I guess, revisited the issue with more Be'iyun, he was not willing to rely upon the Mishnah Berurah and say, B'shas Adchak, you can then treat this like a minion. Not at all. He is much more concerned in regard to this. There are other things in his discussion that are also interesting, important to the extent that a person would, that people would be somich on this or want to be somich on this. Discussions of, and other postgame as well discuss this. What exactly does it mean for them to start together? Who has to see, who? Very detailed discussions as to what kind of visibility is necessary in order to be mitzarev two groups together according to those postgame that allow it. But I just wanted to note that Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp is on the side of those who are choshish for a bracha levatol in regard to this, and then he presents all kinds of different details about when one would be able to rely upon it and when not, and how exactly to navigate in a situation when a person wanted to create some kind of what we would call porch minion.